calling?
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Talk a little louder because I have difficulty hearing you over this line up here.
Yes, sir.
Was it this the same individual, the two incidents, 59 and last week?
There was no individual involved in the 59 incident. He was picked up then for loitering. And in the men's room of the YMCA. But there was no individual involved. And in any event, we're quite certain that the individual who was involved a week ago is just a chance guy. He is a 62-year-old ex-Army sergeant. He's an inmate of the old soldiers' home here, which is a District of Columbia institution. And he also is employed there. He has a record of four prior convictions, three of them on sexual charges. And he's just sort of a bum.
They're playing this security angle very big.
Yes, sir.
That here's a man that's had in the highest councils, privy to everything, and who else might he have had something to do with, and what secrets might have been given away, and kind of the Burgess McLean thing.
Yeah.
Now, I told Deke DeLoach to go on a thorough investigation immediately.
Yes, sir.
I don't know whether that's going to be enough to satisfy people or not. It's got to be quick, it's got to be thorough, and it's got to cover every possible angle.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to be, they're just flooding us with calls, the whole country, and I think we're going to have to say that sometime or other.
Mm-hmm.
The question is whether we ought to go further and have a commission.
I wouldn't know, sir. At least not at this juncture, because I don't know what it would investigate. And it seems to me that an FBI investigation, and you're saying that you ordered a complete FBI investigation of all aspects of the matter ought to take care of it.
Well, I thought that would take care of it on some of these other things, but it doesn't. Like the McCloskey stuff.
But I don't, doesn't seem to me that a commission would be appropriate here. That's all there is here. I'd say there's really no security angle. The difficulty is that what the Republicans are talking about is that the assumption that any person who has this kind of a tendency can be blackmailed and is a security risk for that reason.
That's right, and every farmer in the country is upset about it.
Yeah.
City folks not so much, but they're upset too, but not they like it.
Yeah.
But it could mean, as I told you, the ball game. You'll have investigating committees, the House and Senate, you see.
Yes.
And all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well, of course, those really can't get into action soon enough anyway.
I would imagine Goldwater will be having John's tennis convened tomorrow.
Talk,
I'm getting about one word out of three.
I'm sorry. I just talked to Jim Rowe, and he said that he's going to get some of his people pretty far away from the official family to get out the line that the Russians, that the Republicans ought to understand about nervous breakdowns, because after all, Goldwater has had two of them. And that's pretty good, I think.
Say the first thing Hoover ought to announce early in the morning, that early this evening, today, this afternoon, I asked him to make a thorough check immediately, and that he's interviewing all people he can. He'll make a report the earliest possible date.
Right.
I think it'd be better for him just issue that routine announcement.
Right.
I think you ought to talk to Mick if you could tonight, so that he knows about it, or I would call him, but I just prayed my voice to be where I can't talk at all in the morning. I've been on that damn phone all afternoon. But Attorney General here thinks we ought to talk to Katzenbach, who has a lot of experience in this field, and a good background, and good judgment, and get him in on it, and guide him. And then I think we're going to ask FBI to do it, which we have done. He ought to have knowledge of it. I just ask you to do it, and you just got around to it a little late.
Yeah. And do you think that the announcement ought to be made by the FBI or by Katzenbach?
I think with the FBI.
Yeah.
That may conflict with some of their rules.
Yeah, probably does.
Does, well, I just say Katzenbach does.
All right. Well, I'll work it out.
And I think you ought to ask Bundy what security might be involved and what meetings he's attending. Look up his files and see.
Yeah. I think there are a lot of them.
We'll see what they show.
Yes, sir.
And be sure to tell Deke, too, to go through all the other personnel.
Yes, sir. He's been told that.
Well, make your record of it, though. I've forgotten what time I told him, but it's 9 o'clock, I guess.
Yes, sir.
Tell him to keep his record, too.
All right. You mean it's 9 o'clock tonight?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
See what time he'll have the time of the phone call, I imagine.
Right.
As I recall it, I called him and asked him what information he had and told him to immediately proceed.
Yes, sir.
And I don't know what else I can say to him except that we did ask him to make a thorough investigation immediately.
Yeah.
Report as quickly as possible.
Right.
But you just tell him you got to have a report in a week. We can't go too long.
You ought to have it sooner than that.
You ought to have it in 2 days, but...
All right, sir.
Get on the assassination in 2 days.
Yeah. Well, there isn't much to this. There aren't many places to go.
Is there any possibility this guy might be an agent or anybody?
Well, Deke's going to get to the bottom of that, but reviewing it tonight, we just didn't think so. The whole circumstances are too casual. What do you mean, of a foreign agent?
Yeah.
Oh, no. That I was afraid of because of his name. But on checking it out, it doesn't appear that there's any chance of that. And we're pretty sure this was a one-time meeting, number one. And number two, this fella, despite his name, has lived here most of his life. Not all of his life, I don't know which. And he's,
I think that's pretty important. Was he born here?
I don't know. We haven't got that yet. The ID check didn't show it. Now, they've sent for his Army records, which should be here in the morning. They're out in Illinois, but they're sent away for them, and they ought to be here in the morning. So we'll have a complete rundown on him tomorrow. But I don't think there's any chance that we'll get any foreign involvement. And we're wondering whether he might be a stooge or a plant. But the facts don't seem to bear that out. But we'll see what they get.
Did you get any information from that's helpful more tonight?
Did I get any?
Yeah.
No, sir. You know, I went over there to get him too.
Yeah, but I thought maybe talking to him, you might find out if it looks like there's any plant in it. Frame up.
Well, my talk to him, what he's told me, indicates that his idea of going over that he was just felt sick and started out for a walk and then ended up over there, which would negative the idea of a plant.
Yeah.
This is something that just happened and nothing that...
Nobody suggested to
that's
him.
That's right.
Over.
He went all alone.
Where from?
From the Newsweek cocktail party. He and Marjorie went over to a cocktail party King Graham had for the opening of the new offices of Newsweek. And then Marjorie went home, walked, stayed a little longer. I'm beginning to believe that he had quite a lot to drink, not just three drinks, as he told me. Because he told me tonight that he took Marjorie down to the car, and then he went back up to get his overcoat, and he stayed and had some more drinks. I think he had an awful lot to drink. And he stayed over there, and after he stayed there a while, he began to feel sick, and he went out for a walk. Ended up at the YMCA. So, it was pretty terrible. And I'm going back over to visit with him tomorrow morning and try to get a little more. But I'm afraid we've got the story and it's pretty bad. But I'll go ahead and follow through on these lines.
Now, can you think of anything else we ought to do?
No, sir. Hubert called me this evening. We talked around. I think what he's going to do is to keep calling attention to Catholic religion